Hello, welcome to Witcher Mix.
I'm Mimi.
I'm Liv, and we have some spooky shit for you.
Well, mine is maybe not spooky. Well, it's creepy. Okay.
Right, okay.
And I'll tell you how I got there in a minute. But firstly, Liv, how are you?
I'm okay.
Yeah. Tell me more.
I'm exhausted, babes. I won't lie to you. Mentally exhausted. Physically not exhausted. Just my head, my noggin. It's doing my head in.
Like, grungy noggin.
It literally is. A couple of weeks ago, I was like, oh, it's just Mercury retrograde. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. Mercury is no longer in retrograde. Mm-mm. I don't know what planets are up to, but I don't think it's the planets.
No.
Our planets to blame.
Yeah, I was blaming Mercury for a long time. But
I blame Mercury. It's even not doing anything. I'm sorry, yeah. Mercury.
Maybe it's actually that we're quite stressed with our day jobs.
I think it could, yeah. And day jobs, a second job, dogs, houses, all that rubbish. I think it's too much. I think I just need to recalibrate.
Yes, I agree. And I had 2 days off on top of the bank holiday weekend this week.
Yeah.
It did wonders for my mental health, Olivia.
Did it?
It did. Going back to work yesterday was a struggle, but then today I felt like really motivated. I was like smashing through my to-do list. Yeah. Even though the to-do list is still ridiculously long.
Yeah.
I smashed through it. I felt good.
Yeah.
I'm in a good place.
Good.
So have a break.
Yeah, I've got 2 days off next week. Although I've literally had a week off a couple of weeks ago, didn't I?
Yeah, but you need another one.
Yeah, I think I need another one.
Yeah, definitely.
Just shit out.
So shall I begin my tale for this week?
Yes, please. What are you talking about this week?
Well, so it's a bit unusual. A bit different to what we normally do, but that's what Witch Mix is all about at the end of the day, isn't it?
That's why we called it Witch Mix.
Yeah. Like pick and mix, because you can pick whatever you want to talk about really at the end of the day. I was chatting to my friend Scarlett about some ideas that I wanted to do, which I am still going to do. And she said to me, have you heard of this? I'm not going to say what it is just yet. And I was like, what the fuck? And I Googled it and I was like, what? So I'm going to start with the plot of Hans Christian Andersen's story. Mm-hmm. Fairy tale, The Red Shoes.
Oh, I've not heard of that one.
You might recognise it when I read it.
Okay.
So I'm not going to read the story to you. I'm just going to tell you the plot.
What? No bedtime story?
Well, I can read it in the style of a bedtime story if you like.
No, it's fine.
Okay. So, okay, here we go. The protagonist of the story is a peasant girl called Karen. I mean, just end it there. Her name's Karen. She's the pain in the ass.
Does she die?
Oh, spoilers.
Okay.
She is really annoying.
Also, can I ask a question?
Yeah.
This is really silly. Yeah. However, what's a protagonist? What does that mean in a story?
It's like the main person of the story.
Right. Okay.
There's like a better way to say it, but I'm going to go with that.
Fair.
The main character, I guess.
Mm.
Okay. So the peasant girl, she's very poor. She has no shoes except for a rough pair of wooden shoes. Like, wouldn't you rather just put some fabric around your feet? Anyway, that's just me. That's just my opinion, Hans. A local shoemaker makes her a pair with red cloth. Aww. After her mother dies, Karen is adopted by an old lady who took pity on her. She burns her red shoes and Karen persuades the old lady to buy her a new pair of red leather shoes. She wears these red shoes to her church confirmation, much to the shock of the congregation. Karen is chastised, but is too in love with her red shoes and continues to wear them to church. I get it.
Yes, queen. Yes.
Wear whatever the fuck you want, my hun.
You keep wearing those red shoes, love. You
do. The patriarchy are telling you not to wear those red shoes.
Do you know what? I'd wear everything red just for that. I'd be like, do you know what? Just for that, I'm going to wear everything red.
And here's my period. I don't know how old she is.
Period all over the church.
I think that confirmation.
Like that, God.
I'm going to bleed. I think you're 12 for the confirmation age. I don't know.
She good period everywhere.
Well, yeah, I was a little. No, sorry, cut that out. No one wants to know when I started my period.
Anyway, we're all friends here.
So we are high friends, high work colleagues that listen to my podcast. They've heard worse in the office, poor things.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. So an old soldier offers to shine her shoes, telling her that they are actually dancing shoes. After church, her feet begin to dance of their own accord and she has no control over them. When they get home, the old lady puts the shoes away, but Karen can't stay away from them. I get it. The old lady falls ill and Karen decides to go to a ball instead of caring for her. Fair. She wears her red shoes to the ball and dances uncontrollably. The shoes make her dance in any direction. Brighton, she tries to take them off, but they are stuck.
No.
It's a scary fairy tale.
Can you imagine? Are they heels? Could you imagine being stuck in heels?
I will find out. It doesn't actually say if they're heels or not, but I imagine they are a fancy little shoe, maybe with a slight heel.
Yeah,
like a shoe.
They still hurt after a while.
Oh yeah. So she dances out of town, ends up back at the church where an angel appears. Wait a minute. Yeah. Start again. She dances out of town and ends up back at the church where an angel appears, who tells Karen she will dance on her red shoe until she is pale and cold. So during this time, the old lady that cared for her has died.
Oh.
So she chose to go and dance instead of look after the woman that basically saved her.
And now she has to do that for the rest of her life.
So Karen then goes to the executioner's house, because this would have been long, long time ago when there was executioners, you know, town executioner.
Does she randomly go to the town executioner?
Yeah. And she begs him to chop off her feet.
What?
He does. Yeah, he does so and makes her some wooden feet. So back to where she was before, and crutches so she can walk back to the church. The shoes are there dancing in front of her at the church. She goes back a second time and the shoes are still there. The parson and his wife take pity on her. Everyone's taking pity on her.
Karen sounds like an ungrateful little bitch, if you ask me, but who am I to judge?
Who am I to judge? It's a fairy tale at the end of the day. The angel appears to her when she's at home in bed, so she could be dreaming.
Right.
She says she doesn't want to go to church, and then the church appears around her, like it just, she's suddenly there. So wow. Over... Oh, sorry.
I just went, wow.
Mm.
Wow.
Wow. Overcome by relief at being back in the church, Karen feels her heart burst with happiness and she dies.
What?
And she dies. Okay. So I have an analysis for you of what the red shoes mean.
Sorry, can I just recap?
Yeah.
Have I missed something? So she died. Like her mum dies, leaves her an orphan.
Yeah.
Gets a special pair of dancing shoes.
Yeah.
She can't stop dancing.
No.
She cuts her feet off, and then she dies.
Yeah. What's not to understand?
Okay.
Okay.
Is it like one of those you have to be there situations?
I guess. Okay.
Sorry, fans, no offence, but your story's a bit shit, mate.
Listen, I don't know if that ever... No, it wouldn't have turned into a kid's film.
Oh, what could you imagine?
It's a horror film.
Am I going to die? You made me
that
go
definitely,
to
Disney. Definitely didn't make it to Disney, that one.
Shock.
Oh, I did forget to say, I will put all my sources in the show notes because I've used quite a lot and I'm not going to read them all out. I'm going to give you a bit of an analysis of The Red Shoes. So it's one of Anderson's best known tales and has frequently been adapted for film and stage. But its premise is such an unusual one that it requires further comment and deeper analysis for its meaning to become fully clear. What do the red shoes represent, Olivia? And what does that insistent dancing mean? Is Karen being punished?
To me, she just got a pair of red shoes and danced.
Yeah, I mean, there's nothing else you need.
Exactly, what more is there to say about it, really?
So is she being punished for liking fine things in life or for neglecting religious contemplation?
Or both? Oh, don't like either of them.
No. Part of the mystery of the story is cleared up by learning about the tale's origins, which, as is often the case with Anderson's original fairy tales, deeply personal and autobiographical. Okay, so he had a half-sister called Karen in real life. Didn't really like her.
Fair.
He was also inspired by something he witnessed as a child. His father was a shoemaker who once sent a piece of red silk with the instruction to make some dancing shoes for the daughter of a rich lady. His father fashioned a pair of red shoes from the silk using red leather, such as features in the story, as you may recall. But the lady refused.
Excuse me?
Coughing? Goodness, you're worse than the dogs. The lady refused to buy them, saying that he had ruined a perfectly good piece of silk. His father was so incensed that he cut the shoes up in front of the woman. Poverty is also a key theme. She's given a taste of the finery. She enjoys, tricks her guardian, uses deceit repeatedly in order to be able to wear the shoes when she knows she's going to be frowned upon. I mean, she just sounds like a strong, independent woman, if you're asking me.
She didn't abide by the rules that patriarchy set, so...
That's it.
She's a villain in her own story.
Yeah, exactly.
Why shouldn't she enjoy a pair of shoes?
I know. Then, like, dance away the night.
Yeah, why can't she dance? Poor cow's been lost to her mum. Like, she's been through enough.
I know. So, essentially, the key themes of the red shoes are vanity, temptation, specifically the law of luxuries and fine things in life, and redemption, specifically, again, religious redemption. She then undergoes the necessary sacrifice in order to purify her soul so she is fit to enter heaven, where the narrator tells us no one asked about the red shoes. Shut up. It's all about the patriarchy.
Oh, that's gross.
It is.
That's gross, isn't it?
Mm. Like,
if I want to enjoy finer things in life, I will, because, you know, I work bloody hard.
That's it.
So, you know, if I want to buy myself something nice, I'm going to buy myself something nice.
I'm going to wear those shoes until my feet bleed. Exactly. And I'm going to carry on wearing them, and I'm going to carry on dancing in them.
Oh. Do you know what? You know those things going around on Instagram where it's like treat yourself culture is a bad thing. That's why you're not buying houses and all that shit.
No.
That's the equivalent, isn't it?
Mm. Back in from them days.
Yeah, because like back then, I would imagine mortgages weren't necessarily a big deal.
Were they even a thing?
You were probably lucky to make it to 20. So,
yeah. So he was born in 1805, so this is from the 1800s, this story.
Yeah.
No one's coming in. They're not at the door. Someone at my door? Oh, someone's at the door. Hold on. Sorry, that was my Amazon delivery.
That's okay, no worries.
It was alcohol, and they had to ask my birthday, and I said 1989, and I think he said 1999. I was like, yeah, I'll take that.
Yes, mate.
Sure. Thanks, Pam. Anyway. Apologies. We were talking about patriarchy.
It's the old day equivalent of treat yourself, isn't it?
Yes.
Where they blame everything on people treating themselves.
Yeah, and like so many people say, my avocado on toast is not the reason why I haven't got a mortgage. The reason I haven't got a mortgage is because of the Tory government.
Yes. Yes, mainly. It is. Of unreasonable demands.
Uh-huh.
Livable country. They're basically just thieves, aren't they? Let's face it.
Yeah, they are. They
rich get are. Rich, poor get poorer.
Yep. Now, I'm not saying I'm poor. I'm okay. No. I can't afford a mortgage. Like, I can't currently save massively for a mortgage.
No.
It's my outgoings. And the cosy lives crisis is insane.
Fucking Tories. Mm-hmm. Got a lot to say about Tories right now. Mate. Mm-hmm. I'm just not impressed, okay?
I am not, and I never will be.
Never.
The one time I was mildly impressed.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And this okay, bear with me. Don't listeners, don't lose me here. I was watching a classic Channel 5 documentary, but it was about stalking. And I remember the case happening, and it was a mum who's lost a daughter because a stalker murdered her.
Right.
And she found loads of other mums who had also lost children to the same thing, and they went to Parliament and got a law in place to make stalking illegal and to have like charges against people that stalk, because at the time of her daughter's death there was no law against stalking.
No.
And it was what's his name, Cameron, that passed that. So
David Cameron.
The one thing that they've done right
out of a very long list of things that they haven't.
Yeah.
Fucking Tories. Anyway, if Karen wants to enjoy her red shoes, I say let her enjoy her red shoes.
Enjoy them.
She didn't need to cut off. If she wanted to go to church, she should have been welcomed in that church. The idea of religion is that everyone's loved, everyone's God's child.
Exactly, Olivia. Well said. Bravo. Bravo.
Thank you very much.
So here's where I we're going to transition into the actual subject of this episode. Well, my part of the episode. Let me give you a little flavour. Yeah. Little flavour from Vogue.
Okay. Vogue.
I'm a fashionista. Yep, we are voguing.
Those that can't oh, yes, see. Darling.
No one can see. I don't know how to vogue. Anyway. Okay.
Slapping our arms around at this point, aren't we?
Woo! We're dancing and no one's going to stop us.
Can't cut off my feet.
No, because my feet aren't actually dancing. It's just my hands. Anyway.
Take serious that now.
Take okay. that patriarchy and listen to me talk about Vogue. So again, I will put the link in the show notes.
Yeah.
So red shoes function as complicated status symbols. Oh shit, Anne, I thought it was a ghost. Hi.
Hello. Could you imagine? We catch a ghost on this of all the places.
Someone waving in the background. Hi.
Yeah, like, hi, I'm a ghost. I thought I'd appear on your episode this week. Hello.
See you later. Heart attack. Right. Calm down. Francis King Louis the something, because XIV, in the 17th century. Do you know what that means? Is it the 17th?
I'm a tarot reader and I don't know the numbers. I have to go. Oh.
So, XIV? No, anyone know? Okay. XIV. Anyway, he was in the 17th century.
Yes. Don't know.
Who gives a shit? Not me.
Louis something, innit?
Look, King Louis something. Posed with red heeled shoes, decreeing that only nobility could do similar.
Yes. Louis in your red shoes.
Slay.
Slay queen.
Modern day La Bouton stole signifies the wearer's wealth. Agreed. I couldn't afford them. I wouldn't want to. They're too high. Okay.
Oh, could you imagine? Oh.
Listen, I haven't worn heels, like proper heels, for a very long time. And when I do now, I'm like, oh, this is horrible. They're not slippers.
No, I don't intend to ever wear heels ever again.
No, same.
I'm all right. Thanks.
I'm okay in my slippers and trainers. Thank you.
And my DMs. DMs are my going out shoes.
Oh,
now.
Yeah. It's same, because they're comfortable, a bit fancy. I will just point out, I do wear vegan Doc Martens, just in case some of you say, oh, she still wears leather. I don't. I just burped, sorry. Okay. Across many cultures and eras, red has often been connected with royalty and authority. They demonstrate power throughout history. The most likely people to wear red shoes were rich. Red suggests, wait for it, lust, luck, passion, and magic.
Magic.
It's also a warning. Red represents danger. Pause for drama. Okay. Red is also playful. Thank you. Show notes. It's playful. A shot of something bright on a grey day. It's a smear of lipstick, hellfire and damnation, dusty stage curtains, lacy underwear, cartoon hearts, the tantalizing apple. Vogue's words, not mine. It's child splashing through puddles in her cherry bright wellies and a femme fatale in scarlet. You can tell this is a Vogue article, can't you?
That was a jump.
I know.
From children in wellies to femme fatales.
Yeah, that's how they do it. So red shoes can be provocative or powerful or just very pretty. The ideal footwear to draw attention as well as embody the enchantment of both myth and movies. I couldn't read my own handwriting. Though, hopefully, for any potential wearers, without the prospect of everlasting dancing to contend with, as previously discussed.
Yeah, I couldn't be dealing with that. I'm not going to lie. I like a boogie. Don't want the non-stop, though. I want to stop from time to time.
I want to sit down, have a drink.
Yeah. Back starts after a while.
Yeah. Liv and listeners, you're probably thinking, why is she talking about red shoes? What is she on about?
Yes, I am.
So, Scarlett, as previously mentioned, said, have you heard about the red shoes conspiracy? I was like, what? Apparently, there's like a club of men, rich.
Oh,
men,
fucking hell, of course there is.
That chase children, kill them, and use their skin to make red leather shoes.
Are they politicians?
Some
of course
are.
They fucking are.
I'm not going to name any names because it is but a conspiracy theory. Like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah.
believe it, right? But there's a photo, there's a few photos online of famous people and they're all wearing the same red shoes. And it's like, okay, it is some weird club.
Send me the deets.
Probably Epstein-esque.
Oh, of course.
No. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff that I don't want to talk about, like child abuse themes. I'm not, we're not a true crime podcast. I'm not getting into that. I don't want to.
No, not going there.
No. So that's the theory. So I found, I mean, it like I said, it is just a theory. I found a few different things online. Something from The Guardian wrote a very detailed article, but I'm just going to read a small chunk of it just to give you an idea about what the theory is.
Okay.
So QAnon, which I think a lot of people know about if they listen to this kind of podcast, probably know who QAnon are.
If not, Google it. It's wild.
Google it. And just don't believe any of the shit that you read.
Yeah, it's all shit.
So the QAnon conspiracy theory is vast, complicated, and ever-changing. And it's, oh, how do you say this word? And it's adherence. Anyway, are constantly folding new events and personalities into its master narrative. But the gist of it is that national Democrats, aided by Hollywood and a group of global elites, are running a massive ring devoted to the abduction, trafficking, torture, sexual abuse, and cannibalization of children, all with the purpose of fulfilling the rituals of their satanic faith. Donald Trump, according to this fantasy, is the only person willing and able to mount an attack against them. Okay.
Fuck
it's off. Bullshit. It's all QAnon bullshit.
Bullshit. But can I just say, can people please stop blaming everything on Satan? And Satan.
I know. Listen, Satan is a fallen angel. He's misunderstood.
Fuck. Like Satanism, if you look it up, it's a really peaceful religion. Like, they don't harm people. They just go against the grain. Will people please stop comparing these insane groups?
It's people don't understand it. And like, there was the thing, again, not going to get into it, satanic panic in the 90s, 80s and 90s.
Yeah.
It's just madness. And QAnon is like probably full of people that believed satanic panic in the 90s. And now that QAnon is the next thing that they fall for.
They're just rich old men that need to stop.
Yep. So I do also have some funny little posts from Reddit.
I love Reddit.
Little comments about it. So someone has said, it's a QAnon thing mostly. It has to do with rumours about symbolising walking around in a bloody pit or killed and dismembered children as part of initiation. One of the reasons people believe Tom Hanks is a Satanist paedophile is because he starred in the comedy movie The Man with One Red Shoe. Didn't know that was a theory. Fashion designer...
Tom Hanks starred in that movie because he got offered a nice paycheck.
Tom Hanks is an actor.
He's an actor. Like,
can't do any wrong in my eyes.
Leave Tom Hanks alone.
Leave him alone.
He was Woody. He's a nice guy.
I know. And Forrest Gump.
Oh, how could anyone that plays Forrest Gump be that type of person?
No. Okay. So fashion designer Christian Louboutin has also been accused because his shoes are famous for having red soles. It's a pretty far-fetched conspiracy. Most people in QAnon don't actually believe it.
Oh, good. Because, you know, QAnon, very reasonable people.
Someone has said, in quotes, so far-fetched, even QAnon dipshits don't believe it is a new low bar in conspiracy theory garbage.
Yeah, if QAnon like people don't believe in it, you know it's bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that is the very weird... red shoe conspiracy. As I said, I'm not going to go into the details, but the reason it caught my attention from Scarlett was the chasing of children, murdering, turning them into red leather shoes. I don't know if human skin works the same as cowhide leather. I guess the only way to know is to ask these people how they made the shoes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I guess... No. Cowhide has to go through like processes and stuff, doesn't it?
Yeah, but I just feel like
human flesh would do the same. I'm not sure.
Only one way to find out.
I'm good, thanks.
Yeah, no, same. Absolutely same. Same.
Yeah, I'm right. I'm good.
Yeah, so my conclusion. What a weird conspiracy theory.
What a weird conspiracy
that
theory.
Someone in QAnon has come up with because they are insane. They are not well.
they need help.
Yeah. It's so scary how people come up with this shit and how some people believe it.
Yeah. Like, if someone came up to me and was like, oh, there's this red shoe thing, I'd be like, what the fuck are you on about, you idiot?
Listen, in the 2000s, me and Phoebe, my sister, I don't know if I've mentioned her before. She lives in Hong Kong. Don't know if I've mentioned that either. No. We both had a pair of red leather boots. And yes, I did wear leather when I was a teenager. Okay. I was vegetarian, not vegan. I was like, it's a byproduct. Whereas now, a child.
Dogs agree.
The dogs agree. I just don't wear leather at all. Anyway, were they made from the skin of children?
Did you wear dead children on your feet, Mimi?
Did I? I will never know. I don't think the brand Office would sell such a thing. I do believe they were cow leather.
I'd like to think they wouldn't, but who knows?
Fucking love those boots. I thought I was the tits in them.
They do sound good though, to be fair.
I was the tits, to be fair, in the 2000s. They were amazing.
Or could you imagine with a nice like black dress? Or...
That's exactly it. Mini skirt, fishnets was my vibe.
Spot on.
Because I was really skinny then as well.
Spot on, babes. Mm. Yeah, now I'll just look like a gammon if I wore a pair of fishnets.
Right. Up into my thighs, I would be okay. But thighs would as well look like gammon.
Someone would just chuck me in the oven 2.5 hours at 180, boom.
And then turn you into boots.
He's not cracking for boots.
Yeah.
Those are the days we can wear fishnets.
Gone are those days, Liv, honestly.
Those were the days.
Mourning the loss of my skinny legs.
My pre-gammon days.
Oh, gone all hot. Is that you? Hit me, Mike. That's a good one.
Thanks. Thank you.
Okay.
Are you ready for my bit?
Ready as I'll ever be.
Sorry, it's a bit long. I'll cut it down as short as I can.
Oh, don't never cut it down.
This week, I am talking about skinwalkers.
I wish you weren't.
Fucking terrifying, mate. Absolutely terrifying.
They give me the creeps so much.
Same. And researching them, I saw lots of pictures and they
did you?
Yeah. Terrifying.
And I think they are real. I'm just putting that out there now. 100%.
There is no doubt in my mind that they aren't real. Mm. 100%. And have you watched The Curse of Skinwalker Ranch?
No, because I'm terrified.
Oh, mate, you've got to. It's about like aliens and lots of supernatural crap happens. It's like a documentary, but it's done by scientists. Sky.
Okay, fab. I've got Sky.
But it's like experiments and proper research done by like scientists. Oh. And it's really interesting. You've got to watch it.
Can I watch it on my own? Will I be okay?
Yeah, like stuff happens, but it's weird stuff. It's not scary. Okay. Is it?
Okay.
No, it's not scary. It's just weird what happens.
Okay.
Watch it. Would recommend. Okay. Highly recommend.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
I am talking about skinwalkers. Like you, I use quite a few places and I dotted around here, there and everywhere. So we'll just put where I got it all in the show notes, if that's okay. Yeah.
Of course. You just send them over my hand and I'll pop them in.
Thanks. So, buckle up, bitches. What are skinwalkers, you may be asking yourself? When I was researching this, many sources said that skinwalkers are a cryptid from Native American folklore. However, having watched many programs about them, I've listened to quite a few podcasts, I've done my research, and I've read a lot about them. I don't think cryptid does it justice.
Mm-mm.
Like, when you say cryptid, I think of things like Mothman and, you know, like, things that come as part of, like, local folklore and stuff like that. Mm. That you're like, oh, that's fun. Skinwalkers aren't fun. There is nothing about it that is fun.
Nope.
And also, I think naming them a cryptid makes them sound quite whimsical. And it leaves, like, an air of mystery and kind of makes them seem like they're just something out of a fantasy novel.
Which they aren't.
Which they're definitely not. Yeah, and like I said, I think that putting them under folklore sounds like there's probably a great chance that they don't exist and they are just stories passed down from generation to generation.
Like a gnome.
Yeah, exactly. Like, you're like, where the frig did I get this from? What's this? Like, and you know, those weird stories that your nan tells you 100 times, then you tell everyone 100 times. I don't think it's like that. After having researched them and read things quite a lot about them, there's no doubt in my mind that they're very, very much a real thing. And they're bloody terrifying. No two ways about it. I found a description that said skinwalkers are a shape-shifting demonic entity. They come from Native American tribes, but each different tribe has like their own version of them. But they're effectively the same thing. But the skinwalker specifically relates to the Navajo tribe. Sorry, I'm not going to say that.
I think it's Navajo.
Navajo tribe, yes. So
we're from the UK. We don't know. We say bath.
Sorry. Also, reading these made me feel really angry about what poor natives had to go through. Different rant, different time.
Different rant. But also, why weren't we taught that at school?
I know, right?
I knew, my knowledge of Native Americans was Pocahontas as a child.
Yeah.
And probably until my 20s.
Yeah, same. Disgusting.
Anyway, different rant, different day, like you said.
So the Navajo tribe call them Yi Naud Lushi. I can't say it. I'm very sorry. And that translates to, with it, he goes on all fours.
I don't like it either.
There isn't a great deal of information on who or what they are outside of the Navajo culture due to both the reluctance to speak about them. It's said that if you talk about them, that attracts them. And also, they don't want to talk to any outsiders about it that they don't trust. Like many native cultural practices, laws, and beliefs, skinwalkers are not seen as something that needs to or should be discussed to outsiders. And also, like I said, there's a big reluctance among natives to talk about them just due to fear because they're terrifying. And like I said, they believe that if you talk about them, you're welcoming them in, give them a presence. So there's loads of secrecy. So due to the secrecy around native cultures, there is much speculation around skinwalkers and their origin and what they actually are. According to All That's Interesting, someone can become a skinwalker, and they do this by committing a heinous act, such as killing a family member and then performing rituals that enable supernatural powers. Delightful. These powers then allow them to shapeshift from a human to an animal. The most common manifestation is referred to as a giant wolf-like creature. However, according to Sky History, they are shape-shifting evil witches with the ability to take possessions of animals and other people. With this, I feel we need to explain that natives' views on witches are completely different. In native culture, they consider witches as evil. Like, there is no such thing as, like, a good witch. They're all evil. Any evil entities, any evil spirits, whatever, are classed as witches.
So... you are evil?
Not exactly.
Okay.
Because their view on witches are like there to harm people. They do all the bad stuff. They hurt people. They put curses on. They turn into skinwalkers, blah, blah, blah. Native Americans call people what we would consider a nice witch as medicine men.
Yes.
Interesting fact, even if you're a woman, you're called a medicine man in native culture. Nice, I like it. So natives use the term medicine man for those who can heal and cast spell for good.
Okay. So,
are like white witch, good witch, pagan, whatever, they would be considered medicine people in Navajo culture. Well, native culture, really. And there are also some stories that have been passed down to say that skinwalkers were once healers and people of medicine who were corrupted by their own power and turned to evil.
Ooh, it does happen.
It does. People get to suits and they're like, look, you know what?
Look at Rishi Sunak for fact, there. He's got too big for his boots, isn't he?
British version of Skinwalker, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Let's start that rumour.
Kill him with a bullet. Yeah.
Just kill him.
Just an idea. Just an idea. May or not be joking. It's also been said that social transgression and breaking of tribal taboos can cause anyone to become skinwalkers. So if you travel out of the tribe, break tribe laws, you can become a skinwalker. Skinwalkers are often depicted in the forms of wolves, coyotes, and bears, and they are supremely powerful beings that are said to be nearly impossible to kill. Although, according to passed down lore, a bullet or a knife rubbed with white ash may just do the trick.
Okay. Any Pacific white ash?
No, just white ash.
I am aware that I'm saying Pacific, not specific, in case anyone thinks I'm dumb.
You do know the difference.
I do.
No, so I guess anything, so like Native Americans burn a lot of sage, burn a lot of like plants. So I'm guessing any of them that they use for like cleansing that produces a white ash would do.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that. I'm not a Native American. No.
Liv, you are full of surprises. Every day
I know. I know. I'm not part of the Navajo tribe or any other tribe for that matter. So,
wow. First I've heard of it.
Thank you. Soz. So here are 8 facts about skinwalkers. So many different Indigenous American tribes believe in and have ancient stories linked to skinwalkers. The Hopi or Hopi, not sure, Navajo and Ute tribes all talk of skinwalkers and say they represent the essence of evil. They feed on power and are terrifying beings that should be avoided at all costs.
Agreed.
I think that's just a bit of common sense.
Mm.
Skinwalkers are particularly terrifying because they can shapeshift and take the form of any animal at will. They are most commonly seen as coyotes, wolves, eagles, foxes, and crows.
Didn't know about eagles.
No, me either.
But foxes and crows, actually.
No, but if you think about it, like foxes, eagles, and crows are like seen as very spiritual animals. Like if when spell casting or like meditation or anything, you see those type of animals, it's very, very powerful.
Mm.
So if you're a skinwalker and you're trying to like recruit skinwalkers or do whatever skinwalkers do, why not appear as one of those animals that everyone's going to get a boner about seeing? Yeah, can you imagine like just meditating there in like the in the desert with your campfire, doing your nice little chants, and then you envision like this eagle and then it swoops down and it's a fucking skinwalker.
You've just reminded me of something. You might get to this, so I can cut it if you do.
Okay.
But Morbid call them flesh pedestrians because apparently calling them skinwalkers can like bring them forth. However, in the little borough of Hampshire, I think we're okay.
I'd like to think we're okay.
Yeah.
Who knows? I'd like to hope we're okay. Different tribes have different accounts of the legends, but in some stories, you'll find that skinwalkers can steal faces from different people and appear as someone you know, or even absorb themselves into a person's body. I don't like it.
How do I know you're not a skinwalker?
I'm not, trust me.
That's what they would say.
Well, yeah, that is true, actually, isn't it? Trust your gut. Is your gut saying I'm a skinwalker?
No.
Okay, follow that.
Okay.
The minute you feel like I could be a skinwalker,
I'll put you in the oven. I'll put you in the oven in fishnets. Sorted.
Sorted. Nothing to panic about. We're all good.
Yeah, we're all good.
So, skinwalkers have many years of training and practice before they are allowed to get involved with initiation ceremonies and rituals. Skinwalkers often have to sacrifice a sibling or relative before being allowed to fully realize their powers.
You'll be all right there.
I mean, I would gladly sacrifice a sibling, not going to lie. I know the one.
Yeah, no, I know. So I wouldn't be
going straight on there, mate.
Yeah, you know who we're talking about.
Shame I'm not Skinwalker.
What a shame.
Shame. Skinwalkers are often found around graveyards and seem to enjoy time around the dead.
Okay.
Cheerful. In Navajo myth, they are said to dig up bones and use these bones in their charms and spells. While the While the majority of reports of skinwalkers are adults, there is actually no age limit to how old they have been reported to be. And there have been many sightings of children skinwalkers.
Oh, no, I've got goosebumps.
I don't like it. Oh, as if children aren't creepy enough. They can be skinwalkers.
Oh, no, I don't like it.
I don't like it either.
Neither does Rocky.
No, Rocky cannot stand skinwalkers, mate.
Mm-mm.
So there are several different legends. Rock!
What's he doing?
Just barking, sat in his bed barking.
Oh, my angel.
There are several different legends which discuss the roots of skinwalkers. Some suggest that it comes from the Long Walk, which saw skinwalkers shapeshift to escape the horror of living under the torture of the white man. As they shifted to animal form, they could not be caught by soldiers. So that's quite sad, isn't it? That you have to turn into a skinwalker to be safe.
Mm.
Oh, people are disgusting.
I wish women had that ability when they were walking home at night. Alone.
Ain't that the truth? Ain't that the truth?
Listen, I've had wine. I'm nearly one glass deep. I'm getting sassy.
I'm full of opinions, mate.
I'm always full of opinions, but they come out more once I've had some wine.
So another origin story suggests that they were a tradition started started by the poorer communities. As skinwalkers would dress up in their ceremony dress and knock on doors. Richer people began to leave something outside for the skinwalkers, but as times changed, the offerings were reduced, and this led to resentment. Now they simply exist as hateful people out for revenge.
We run the whisk. We run the whisk. Run the risk of Jehovah's Witnesses doing the same thing.
Yes. The British version, the skinwalkers.
Jehovah's Witnesses.
Leave them something outside. Appease them.
I refuse.
You can skinwalker me, love. I ain't joining that.
I ain't joining that cult.
I'm all right. I'm good. Thank you very much. Even in the modern day, there are sightings of rapidly moving animals much faster than animals could move naturally. So lots of sightings of these that they think could be skinwalkers, but they're just running really fast, so they're not bothering anyone.
Mm.
They could be surrounded by skinwalkers and not even know it.
Mm.
Often these are attributed to the skinwalkers as the beastly shapes can run alongside moving cars.
I hate that.
And they are said to be able to run huge distances in that animal form.
No.
Fuck that. The medicine man is their nemesis. The only way you can defeat a skinwalker is with the magic and charms that they use themselves. However, a blessing from a medicine man can provide some protection. Medicine men are recognised as the only people who can effectively combat the dark magic possessed by the skinwalkers. So basically, if you're in a native tribe, just get blessed just in case.
Mm. What about those of us that aren't in a native tribe?
I don't think we have to worry about skinwalkers.
No, I agree.
But we do have to worry about Jehovah Witnesses.
Yeah. However, what I've noticed about Jehovah's,
mm-hmm.
They are slow moving.
They are.
They are.
It's like making it very hard to run.
Yeah. A lot of the older generation will be in sort of, you know, the Jesus sandals, a cagoule, and a skirt, the women in a skirt. I feel like, you know, we don't need to worry about them.
Just stay away from people in cagoules and skirts.
Yeah.
I don't think they can chase cars. So I think we're okay.
No. Yeah. No, we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. So that is skinwalkers. I have a couple of stories that I found about skinwalker, that about real life skinwalker experiences. Would you like to hear them? Tough luck.
Okay.
So this one is from yourghoststories.com.
Excellent source.
It didn't say who wrote the story, so I'm sorry, whoever wrote the story, but I can't credit you because it didn't tell me who you were. So
might have been a skinwalker.
Could have been. Mr. Mystery Man says, I'm a newcomer to the site and enjoy reading all the stories and experiences that everybody has had. I would like to share a few experiences of my own. As half Navajo and half Hopi, I've had my share of experiences on and off the Navajo and Hopi res, short for reservations. They live in reservations, if you didn't know.
Thank you, Lynn.
I hope that I won't get any ridicule from any other Native Americans for posting these experiences. One experience I would like to share happened when I was 14 years old. I am now 29. This is an experience I've only shared with a small number of people and I'm now writing down for the very first time. My brother, who is a hardened soldier, is still scared about what happened to us on this particular evening.
Aww.
As a teenager, I'd visit my grandma at her home on the Navajo Res for several weeks every summer. I loved to spend time with her, eat her delicious fried bread, and hear her tell us stories. Dream. I want to do that. Sounds amazing. Every so often, my grandma would often hire a worker, the harmless town drunk, to do odd jobs around her house and property. Town drunk. Oh my lord, give me a bottle of wine.
Fuck it. Don't know how good it'll be. Give it a go.
You only pay me in wine, can't complain. And one evening, right before the sun went down, I was asked by my grandma to take him home, which was about 4 miles out of the valley where she lived. I was more than happy to, seeing that I was only 14 years old. 14 years old.
14 years.
And was asked to drive a truck. Can you imagine being 14 and driving a truck?
No.
You'd think you're the absolute bee's knees. You thought you were good in your red boots.
I thought I was good in my Legoland car when I got my first driving license.
Mind you, on that res, nobody cares you're only 14 years old and driving around. Hell, there's hardly anybody around to see you anyway. So my 9-year-old brother jumped in the truck cab with me while this worker and my dog shared the tailgate of the truck and we were off. After I dropped the worker off the shack that he and his brother called a house, we headed back down the road to grandma's. As I mentioned before, it was evening and the sky was a deep red as the sunset began to set behind us.
Hold on, pause a minute. Is this Little Red Riding Hood?
Who knows? Wait and see.
Okay.
We were leaving a nice dust trail from the dirt road and the radio was playing music from the only radio station that could be picked up from the nearest town of Holbrook, Arizona. Side note, when I went to Vegas, I went to the Grand Canyon and we drove through basically deserts and we drove through, like, I don't know if there are reservations or just living patches of natives or whatever. And when we were coming home, it was quite late. Magical, mate. Cannot explain how magical that was. So he sets a nice scene.
Me and Phoebe, when we were little, went to Grand Canyon. I can't remember it really, but we definitely drove through. We would have probably done the same trip.
Yeah, probably.
But I don't remember what time we came back.
Stunned.
I was 7.
I was 32, so.
And then when I went on my honeymoon to Vegas, my then husband didn't want to go on a tour to the Grand Canyon.
What?
Didn't want to go on a helicopter ride. I should have known then that the marriage was doomed.
I would have been like, sauce mate, I'm going. Enjoy your honeymoon on your own.
See ya.
Bye. There was nothing unusual, nothing weird. It was at this time that my eye caught movement of something in the bushes a little up the road to the right of us. I remember slowing down, thinking it was one of the many free roaming sheep in the area that would dart out in front of the truck. As I passed where I thought I saw it, I sped up thinking nothing else of it. Then out of nowhere, I just felt this dark feeling of fear and dread. I had no idea why I was feeling this way, but I definitely felt that something was wrong. When I was reading and looking up skinwalkers, apparently the first sign that a skinwalker is near is like a feeling of fear and dread, like nothing you've ever felt before.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very common to hear.
Oh, don't like it.
No, me either. As I play this memory back in my mind, there are only a few clear memories I have of that evening. I clearly remember looking in my rearview mirror and seeing the dark silhouette of something very tall and very skinny that seemed to be covered with some kind of hair or fur, and it was running behind the truck after us. No thanks.
Mm-mm.
Whatever it was, it wasn't a normal human or human at all. I remember hearing my brother crying and my dog barking ferociously at whatever was chasing us. I remember speeding very fast and shaking violently as the truck bounced on the washboard dirt road. I distinctly remember this thing was only getting closer as my brother cried, "It's coming up on your side."
Mm.
I remember being scared as hell and thinking I didn't want to die. At that moment that I thought would be our last, I remember speeding around a bend in the road and seeing the car coming towards us in the opposite direction. At that moment, I felt instant relief and felt that whatever was following us was gone. Shaken up but alive, we made it to Grandma's house, wondering what the hell had just happened. We ran inside, not looking back, hoping that whatever was chasing us had not followed us home. Oh God, could you imagine just running there, be like, please don't be behind me, please don't be behind me. Oh, as we told my grandma about our experience, she didn't seem too surprised, which surprised us. Oh, yeah, don't worry about it. It's just skinwalkers. She continued by repeating stories that it had already heard at one point or another about black magic, witches, and something that the Navajos call Yi Nadlushi, or skinwalkers. Needless to say, I didn't even want to look out of any of the windows at all for the rest of that night. As a matter of fact, I never drove on that reservation at night until I was 21 years old. I wouldn't do it ever again.
Mm-mm.
I'd be like, bye.
Mm-hmm.
I'm moving. I don't care where. I'm going.
I'm gone. Knowing that you and Adam have both seen a ghost by the zebra crossing near my house.
Yeah.
I'm not going there at night ever again.
Don't blame you.
No, I'll go around the block. Good.
Fucking hell.
Mm-mm.
Uh-uh. Ugh. So without going too deep into explanation, I'll just say that these skinwalkers are evil men and spirit that use black magic for evil doing. I'll tell you that, as far-fetched as it may sound, they are real. I believe that if God and his greatness are real, the devil is equally as real, and also has his way of showing himself, and this is one of them.
No, that's not the devil. That is its own entity.
No, that's a whole different entity, mate. You ain't got to worry about the devil. You got to worry about those skinwalkers, though.
Mm-hmm. If Jesus and God are not coming down to earth, then neither Satan isn't coming up.
No. No. Like, Jesus and God send their angels down.
Yeah.
Satan, he sends his demons up, doesn't he?
Jesus and God sent you and I down as angels. and Satan sent up the Tories, and that's all there is to it.
He's like, right, how do I really make those fuckers pay? I know, I'm going to create stories.
Do you know what? And I'm going to tell them about the Rwanda bill.
I bet he's down there loving this.
Like, oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Sat there with his hooves up, his tail's like swishing around. With
wagging.
He's just a big misunderstood dog.
Aren't we all at the end of the day, Liv?
So, what did you think about that?
I don't like them one bit. I believe they're real. They're not from the devil.
No.
They are fucking creepy shits because there are too many stories out there for it to be like one made up thing.
Yeah, massively.
And like I've admitted, I believe in ghosts and all that shit. So, I believe in them.
Yeah, so I've got one more story to tell you.
Yeah.
I have to tell you this one because it's a really good one as well.
Okay.
So, this is from a wizard's library.
Okay.
And it was submitted by a Redditor called Nordic Alchemist.
Hmm, I know him, actually.
Yeah, nice chap.
Yeah.
Shame he attracts skinwalkers.
Mm, wow.
Can't have everything, can you?
Oh, not everything's perfect.
So, as many of you might already know, many Navajo people, including my own family, are very reluctant to speak about skinwalkers because it is believed to attract their attention. Well, I, however, grew up away from Navajo Nation and was very naive about the subject. When it came to skinwalkers, I was an absolute skeptic. My mum used to tell the story of how back in the 80s, when she lived with her siblings and my grandparents, still in Shiprock, but the southern outskirts, about how she and my aunt saw a skinwalker just outside their driveway under a streetlight.
Is that a skinwalker scratching behind you? Where's that noise? Is it Rocky?
Yeah, it's Rocky. I don't know what he's doing.
Okay.
Not a skinwalker. He's 3 foot tall. He's lucky. So
yeah. He's just a pug.
She described it as a black dog with dirty fur, a twisted noodle-like front leg, and these unnatural eyes with a soft burnt orange glow.
Ew.
Me being my own closed-minded self doubted every word, but I never said my doubts aloud. But these doubts totally changed last year when I went to my grandparents' house last October. Me and my family had just finished scourging the carnival at the Navajo Nation Fair and called it a night. The house was close enough where we could walk home in just 10 minutes, so we did. When we got there, it was about 9 at night, where we stayed up until about 2, catching up about family affairs and the local news. It was during that time I just decidedly opened my mouth and blurt out the question. Hey, a skinwalker's real? I asked. You shouldn't be speaking about that, my grandma said with almost a disturbed yell in her voice. So she and my grandpa both stormed off to bed.
Mm.
If you need to get your grandma to go to bed, mention skinwalkers. after being scolded by my mum, one of my aunts chimes in with a very cautious tone and says, they're real all right. I had a few start screaming outside my trailer in Farmington just a few nights ago. Your cousin had nightmares the whole night and woke up crying that morning. Oh. Not wanting to push discomfort any further, we all decided to go to bed. Now, the trailer is pretty old and it was a really nice night, so we slept with the windows open with screens to prevent bugs coming in. Everyone had drifted off to sleep except me because my mind was still going a million miles a minute about skinwalkers.
What are you doing? He stopped when I said his name. Oh my.
He's angel. Just sat down now. He's going to go to sleep. Yeah, and I wondered if I ever encounter one while I'm here on the reservation.
Off he trots.
As a kid, I was told it's taboo to think about skinwalkers because it can still call their attention. And that's when the shit totally hit the fan. Just as I was settling and finally getting relaxed for sleep, I started to hear something moving outside. I got up from the couch and I started wandering over to the kitchen window. In the trailer, all of the rooms have lights out, so the only visible light that can be seen is from the porch. I was thankful for this because I told myself it really was a skinwalker outside then, and hopefully it wouldn't notice me seeing it. So I mustered up the courage and I took a quick scan of outside. From the porch light, all I could see was the dusty ground and the vehicles that my family drove, along with some old metal trash cans that stood beside the road. Looking for a good 5 seconds, I wasn't able to see anything, so I was getting ready to turn around and walk back to the bed, thinking it was just a stray cat or something. I took 2 steps and I heard what sounded like a distorted scream coming from outside, definitely close by. Fear rising, I look outside again and there I see it. A coyote-like figure was staring at my direction from behind the cars, just outside of the reach of the porch light. It looked awfully wrong and gave off an evil vibe just from seeing it. It was grey, with very dishevelled hair and a horrific orange red soft glow came from its eyes. I noped the hell out and ran back into the bedroom. It was at this moment I had begun to also notice an awful stench in the air that smelled like rotten meat.
Ew.
I started trying to wake up my mum, who was like, oh my God, it's almost 3 a.m. What do you want? I immediately began in a shaken voice, there's something scary outside. Then she said, now annoyed because I woke her up, oh, it's probably just a stray animal or something. It's the res. Animals wander all the time at night. She obviously wasn't getting the drift of what I was saying, so I screamed, there's some Blair Witch Project shit going outside, Mum.
That'll do it.
That got her attention. What? What the hell are you talking about? She said. Then we heard it. The thing outside started making more of its dreadful-like screams and started what sounded like thrashing outside on the ground. Hear that? That's what I'm talking about, I exclaimed. So both her and I got up, looked outside the window, and the coyote thing was making its way to the door. It walked with an odd limp and dragged its back right leg as if it was handicapped. We could hear it start to scratch against the door and make this odd muffled moaning sound. My mum went and got my dad and they both started shouting Navajo, all sorts of words, telling the thing to go away and saying it's not welcome here. All this commotion was enough to get the rest up of the trailer as they came out of the hallway. The only thing my mum did was turn to them and said, Skinwalker. What more do you need to say at that point? Skinwalker. Okay. While proceeding to point to the door, noises were still happening. Apparently, they already knew what to do as my grandfather got out a handgun from a drawer and a bag of ashes. He coated a few bullets and loaded them into the gun and went straight to the door. Yelling out more Navajo that was too fast for me to comprehend, he swung open the door and fired twice. Nothing. The thing managed to escape before my grandpa could put a bullet in it. That's the fastest one I've ever seen, said my grandpa. Why are they so casual about this? Next thing you know, my aunts and my parents are freaking out about what just happened, saying stuff like, what if it comes back to us tomorrow? It saw us. Does that mean we're targets now? Afterwards, my grandparents calmed everyone down, reassured us that we'd all be fine, and then we all went to bed. How do you sleep? How? I'd be like, no, sorry, I'm never sleeping ever again.
No.
Morning comes and my grandparents call one of their neighbours and explain to them what happened. Apparently, one of them was a medicine man who used to partake in Yabe Che's Navajo ceremonies that were used for healing and curing sickness. He came over to bless each family member and the grounds outside, and to this day, it hasn't been back since.
Just very quickly. I know you didn't write it, but the word handicap, just want to acknowledge, we don't use that word. It was just in the story.
It was just, yeah, in the story. Yeah.
Just wanted to point that out in case anyone kicked off.
And I didn't pick it up to change it, so I'm sorry about that.
That is okay.
Skinwalkers, bloody terrifying, real or not.
Terrifying, real.
Real, 100% real.
Real. Real. Disgusting.
Disgusting, real. Go away. Please don't come anywhere near me.
Don't come near me. Oh. Like I said, in the borough of Hampshire, I think we are okay.
I think we are okay too.
I just won't go to the New Forest.
Just in case.
You never know.
You can never be too careful.
No.
Never.
I will stay in my little city, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yes, even though there is a ghost at the end of my road, but whatever, I've not seen it.
At least it's not a skinwalker.
Yeah. Could be.
Who knows?
Don't think so, though.
Don't think it is.
No.
No.
Wow.
Wow.
I'm going to ask you now, Olivia.
Hello.
What the hell is grinding your gears this week?
So many things.
Okay.
However, I have narrowed it down. You'll be glad to hear.
Okay.
I'm sure you all have busy lives. What's going to my gears is average white men discussing politics and immigration.
Yep.
Sorry, who are you? Who are you qualified how to talk about this? I was just going to say,
I don't think you need to even go any further. Like, that's it. Average white men.
Average white men, that's enough, isn't it?
Enough.
Politics and immigration in there. Not qualified to talk about politics. Also, immigration. Saying things like all Muslims should go back to their own country. Hello, white people can be Muslims too, you ignorant bastards. Yeah.
Also, a lot of Muslim people were born in the UK.
I hate to be the bearer of bad news.
Where are they gonna go?
Also, I do believe there is a character in history. You might have heard of him. I believe he was called Adolf Hitler.
Adolf?
Who had a problem.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I don't know, is it? I thought it was Adolf.
Who cares? It's Hitler.
Who cares? Fucking hell, Hitler. He was a twat.
Hypothetically. Yeah.
There was a similar character in history that said similar things about Jewish people, and look how that ended.
Yeah, but the thing is, these average white men don't make that connection.
No, they do not.
They are not bright.
No, they are
now, not. Now, I'm not saying I'm bright by any stretch of the imagination.
No, I don't have the answers.
I don't think I'm a cunt, is what I will say.
100% also right. So they're talking about Muslims and people from different countries should go back to their own country, even though most of these people have either been born in Britain or they fled for war, whatever, prosecution, whatever reasons. Horrors we can't even imagine. We're privileged to only not even be able to imagine them. However, were you so bothered when us white people invaded America and colonized everyone and drove all the natives off of their land and killed hundreds upon hundreds of probably thousands of Native Americans, men, women, and children? Were you bothered about going back to your own country then? Don't think you were, mate. So, you know, we're in no position.
Were you bothered about the British Empire raping and pillaging their way for the Commonwealth?
No, funnily enough, I didn't mention that.
Which is how we end up with ignorant people like these average white men.
100%.
Not all average white men, we'll just say that.
No.
A lot, though. Most. And Jesus Christ, no, or God, one of them, said, love thy neighbour. Drop the mic.
This all
Jesus or God said it, okay?
I'm sorry, but white, English, Catholics, Christians, whatever, we're all just as bad, okay? We all, and do you know what? It could be worse. The Muslims could be invading us.
Yeah.
You know, they haven't invaded us. They've just fled. They've just come from somewhere, or they've been brought up in England because their parents came over here to have a better life. Whatever.
Also,
don't be racist assholes.
No. Also, these average white men are confusing terrorists.
Yes.
With a religious group.
Yes, exactly.
You're talking about terrorism, and that's a very different thing.
Very different thing.
There are white British terrorists.
Exactly.
There are neo-Nazis. They are terrorists.
Exactly. You could go to any religion, and there will always be the extremes. There will always be the people that misinterpret that religion that are assholes. I'm not denying that. However, that's not what religion is all about. If you're a true religious person, you're not an arsehole. You're not a terrorist. You don't cause wars. You know, that's all the...
Honestly, we could go on for hours.
Yes, so to summarise, average white men.
Yeah, put them in the bin.
Yes. Mimi, what is going on in your bins?
Mine is a little bit different.
Okay.
And it's actually... It's quite tough. No, it is. Okay. It's that none of my red shoes dance.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Could you put your red shoes on and dance?
Well, here's the other thing. I don't actually have any red shoes. I have got pink shoes.
Okay.
So I guess I could put them on and dance.
You could. You could treat yourself to some red shoes. Okay. This isn't that's weird story. No. You're not going to be punished. You're not going to have to cut your feet off. If you want to buy yourself some red shoes after working hard, after grafting for them, you earning a living, you go treat yourself, my girl, okay?
Okay.
And you Thank dance. You. And you Thank dance you. With those red shoes.
You dance.
Dance, darling.
In all seriousness, what is grinding my gears is... So, for those of you who may not know, I have pink and orange hair. Yes, I do.
It's beautiful.
Thank you. It's not right now because it really needs a wash. But I don't know what people mean by this, whether there's any malice behind it. But when they say, I wish I was brave enough to dye my hair that colour or do something like that, and I'm like, what do you mean?
You trying to insinuate? Are you insinuating that you just don't think you're bold enough to go with bold colours? Or are you insinuating that it looks stupid and I'm brave to go ahead with it?
Exactly.
What one?
Exactly. oh, I wish I was brave enough to do that. Oh, I'm not brave enough to do that. What? What do you mean? The worst thing that's going to happen is you bleach it, dye it, and you think, don't like it, you dye it back.
Simple. There's
nothing brave about that. Yeah, it's a waste of money. But
yeah,
I happen to love my pink hair, and I wish it grew naturally, this colour. But alas.
Oh, could you imagine?
Oh, I'd be in heaven.
A bloody fortune, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Bloody
sorry,
fortune.
Poppy. Sorry, Poppy, I grew it myself.
This was hot. You'll be out of a job, but...
yeah, but I look great. Yeah, so yeah, that's my real grandma gaze. I'm just like, that's actually not a compliment. I don't know.
No. Oh, do you know what as well? I hate when people are like, oh, that's different. That's not
yeah. Fair. No, we have a saying in our family between me, my mum and my sister.
Yeah.
That's unusual, which I think, stems from an old auntie when my mum was younger.
Yeah.
Because my mum was a punk and she had loads of different coloured hair and dressed differently.
Yeah.
And I think that was their way of saying they didn't like it, but they didn't want to say they didn't like
it. Didn't want to say they didn't.
Yeah, so they said, that's unusual.
Yeah.
Yeah. The man has returned with the food.
The man has returned with food.
So I do believe it is time to say, I made a TikTok.
Well done.
Thank you. No, it's not. I'm not telling Anne. I'm telling the listeners that I made a TikTok finally. So you can now follow us at Witch Mix Pod on TikTok and on Instagram. And I think all that's left to say is fuck the Tories and speak to you soon.
Fuck the Tories. See you later. Love you. Bye. Bye.